Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, For him and for your home, experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's pink party for the cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Hump Day Wednesday morning, it's December the 12th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. And if you have not ventured outside, and I'm sure you already know, it is crisp and cool outside. In fact, it's bordering on being cold for us. So make sure that kids are bundled up at school bus stops. Make sure that they have enough on, because this is that type of weather. You go from hot to cold and back to hot and then back to cold, that kids get sick and people get sick. So make sure that kids are bundled up really well this morning. We also want to remind you, as always, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in, and we know that you are getting your school day and your work day started, make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. Stay engaged and slow down through those school zones. Help our crossing guards, help our resource officers. And you know what? When we do that, we help our bus drivers. Make sure that you're slowing down, giving enough room between your vehicle and school buses. It's just one of those things that I guess every morning we see buses, we see kids. We're going through school zones as we're dropping off. And it just reminds you to stay safe and stay engaged. So if you'll do that, you know what? Everybody will be happier and safer. You know what? We can't talk enough about the South traffic circle. Every single day, there's an accident in the traffic circle. So we want to remind you, if you're venturing through the circle this morning, make sure that you're watching out. Make sure that you're yielding, because that's how those accidents happen. You know, changing gears just a little bit, DC, we were watching the story last night, the unfortunate story. This is Christmas. This is the time of joy, peace, and goodwill, and we were watching the story last night about a gunman who fired and killed people in an Oregon mall.
Yes.
And how tough that is, not just because it's Christmas, but at any time of the year. And I'll just read to you a little bit of the article for those people that may not have been able to see that last night. It happened on yesterday. Panicked customers rushed to the exits when a gunman opened fire Tuesday at a mall outside Portland, Oregon. Some people huddled behind store counters and hid behind racks of clothing. The mall Santa Claus just literally dropped to the ground. Three people, D.C., were killed.
Man.
Isn't that tragic?
That's terrible.
And then the shooter killed himself. And so he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And, you know, when you hear about those kind of stories, especially at this time of the year, it makes you wonder what people are thinking and what would make a person go out at this time of the year when people are celebrating the birth of Christ. They are celebrating Christmas. They are just in the most festive mood. You just wonder, and I guess we could never really know what is in the heart of someone that would go into a mall filled with people and open fire.
Satan.
Absolutely. In a word, Satan. And so this morning, our heartfelt prayers and love go out to all of the people in Portland, Oregon, in that mall. It's called Clackamas County, and where this happened at. And just tough. It's tough because what we understand with these incidents is that you think that it could never happen in your city, but it could really happen, D.C., in any city.
Yes, it could.
And so it really makes us, it gives me pause about people and guns and how people use guns to wreak havoc on others.
Right.
And so this morning we just wanted to remind people that may not have heard the story on yesterday to keep all of those people in your hearts, in your thoughts, and in your prayers, and especially for those three people who were killed. And, you know, those families are struggling this morning, we know, but all of the people who witnessed that, I'm sure, are feeling a sense of this incident being surreal. So our prayers go out to them as well. And all of these incidences, D.C., what they do is they put people in a state of fear. And I think you're absolutely right. And that is the devil's mission, because we know that principalities work through personalities. The devil works through people. But you know what? We will not be moved by those sick, sadistic people that go out and hurt other people. We will not become fearful to go out to our local malls and shop. But what we will do, and what this did, this story made me think about, is that we must be aware of our surroundings and the people around us and what's happening. And all too often, we get into the mall, especially ladies. And I know men are a little bit different because they are always scanning the lay of the land. But women, we get so entrenched in shopping and sales and just being in the mall that sometimes we are not necessarily paying attention. But this is terror, because what it does is it imposes terror on communities and really on the world, because you wonder who else may be thinking the same thing. Thinking to do the same thing. But what it should do is it should heighten our sense of awareness about things that are happening in and around our surroundings. And one of the things that we talked about early on during the holiday season is protecting yourself, not leaving your handbags in cars, not giving people an opportunity to hurt you or to rob you or to vandalize your vehicle to get in and to get your purse. And so, D.C., they're just really some basic things that we need to do to keep ourselves and our families safe during this holiday season. And so we wanted to mention that, and we wanted to just say to all people, because if you look around your surroundings every single day, the malls are getting more and more jam-packed. All of the stores are packed with people doing their Christmas shopping and being joyous and going about their day. And so we just want to remind you that as you are doing that, just make sure that you are watching what's going on around you. And for ladies, don't shop alone. Make sure that you have someone with you as you're carrying bags. You know, you become a target for someone that is looking to prey on someone that really maybe is in a vulnerable situation. And so it's unfortunate that we have to talk about these kind of things, not just during the holiday season, but any time. But it is happening. And we never know what is in the mind of certain people. And so just as a reminder, you know, we're already at Hump Day Wednesday. We're approaching the weekend, and we know that malls are going to get even busier during the weekend. So we just want to remind you to be careful and make sure that you're watching out for yourself. So we've got a lot coming up this morning, a lot we want to talk to you about. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about some things that are happening locally, and we're going to tell you about some things that we've got going on. So we want you to stay on point, and we'll be back right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Denise Handy, business manager with Estee Lauder with Dillard's Alexandria, and I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Good morning. I am Frederica Cross, winner of the Super Mega Raffle of the OPT Network and the Race for the Cure, and I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Today is December the 12th, and it's 7:51 a.m., and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas for all of your insurance needs. All you got to do, pick up the phone, 318-487-1881, and they'll be able to help you out. Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixonHasIt.com. You can go there 24 hours a day, and what a great, great Christmas gift it would be to have a big, beautiful bow on a new or used car. And you can make that happen at Hixon Automotive Group. Now, this morning, we're talking about a few things. But the first thing on our agenda this morning is something that's near and dear to our heart, and it's the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. The Food Bank is hosting their telethon. It is the fifth annual telethon on Thursday, December the 13th. Got to spit that out. And their mission always is to alleviate hunger. And the telethon is going to include live reports from the food bank during KALB's regular programming from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And of course, here to talk about that important, important mission is the executive director, Jane Wright Velez. Jane, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
But Jane, before we start talking about the fifth annual telethon, what people may or may not know, and I feel like our volunteer efforts at the food bank are really, really Piquito. In Spanish, that means small, compared to what you and your husband Carlos do. And I was asking you, because we see him every time, almost every time we go to the food bank, and he's out there working, but you guys as a couple have a heart for people and a heart for volunteerism. And he went to New York, and he's just now getting back.
Yes, he was in, he was in New Jersey, but he was there from October 27th until this past Saturday.
October the 27th to this past Saturday.
Yes.
Now, if that's not a heart for helping people, I don't know what is. And at the word, and I knew he would be either in New York or New Jersey. I thought he'd be in New York, but really very close. But at the word, he went. I want you to talk about what he saw and what he came away with, Jane.
Well,
why are you tearing up, Jane?
I don't know.
I just want to, well, and I know this is tough, but people see you guys, and we have, DC and I and Deuce Christmas, when we're there, we get a chance to see what most people don't see. You know, they see you on television, they see you or hear you in all the radio interviews, but they don't, people don't really know the time, the love, the heart, the work, the sacrifice that goes into what you and Carlos do as a couple to help other people, DC.
That's right.
But we get a chance to really, really see that. And
yes.
And you know what? And oftentimes, as sad as it is to say, people are not always nice. You know, people are not always nice, but you guys stand strong, and you're there to support not just the communities of Central Louisiana, but the communities around the world. Yeah. And we say to you, Jane, we honor that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so I know it was a sacrifice for you having Carlos gone for all that time.
Yeah, it is hard. And it's hard to know, you know, when they're going, when your other half is going through such a tough time, in addition to the craziness here. You know, it was several days before they had a place to stay where they could have a hot shower because all the power was gone.
Right.
And then having to deal with closing shelters and trying to find places to live. I mean, it's gonna be years before that area is back to any semblance of normal. I mean, you know, it's been 7 years since Katrina, and there's still parts of South Louisiana that you can still see
absolutely
the damage from Katrina and from Rita, because a lot of people don't talk about Rita, but Rita was 3 weeks after Katrina
absolutely
and hit the southwest part of the coast. So, you know, those areas, you can still see the signs of the damage there. I still have homes that haven't been rebuilt. Just slabs.
But let me just say, Jane, this is, when I look at you and Carlos, it makes us want to do more, because this is the truth of what altruism is, selflessness. You guys display that. And it's not on display for anybody to see. You know, it's not like you're putting it out there. You just roll your sleeves up and you get to work wherever you're needed.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and he put himself in peril going to New Jersey, where there was no place for him to stay. No, you know, everything was just really chaotic.
But yeah, he went in right before the storm hit. So.
Right. And so what did he bring back from that experience, Jane, if you could just sum that up?
The first thing he told me was that New Jersey is a very different state from Louisiana. and they have some very strange traditions and rules. One of the things that he told me about New Jersey that I found just fascinating is that when you go to New Jersey, you don't pump your own gas. There are no self-serve gas stations.
Is that right?
In New Jersey, they have a system where they pump cars full of fuel.
And
you don't go just to, you know, the self-serve station and just pump your own gas.
Wow. And we saw from all of the news reports that for a long time there was no gas to pump.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fuel was incredible because of the power outages. You know, the stations that still had fuel couldn't pump it. And so they had to go into a situation, again, similar to Katrina, where they had to be pumping gas directly from fuel trucks and that kind of thing. Because the infrastructure was just devastated. His group, he works with other partner agencies in the community, whether they're nonprofits or governments, to try to make sure that everyone's communicating and everybody's working together and not duplicating their efforts.
Absolutely.
Really make sure that we're being good stewards of our resources.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, but we just, and I know that unless people really know you, a lot of people didn't know and don't know the works that you all do collectively as a couple. And you guys are the change. And that's what change is about. It's about rolling your sleeves up, putting yourself on the back burner, and helping someone else. And God says, I'll bless those who bless you. And so we bless you. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to, I promise you, we're going to talk about the big telethon coming up tomorrow. Stay on point and find out how you can help. We're back after this.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork, now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hi, everyone. This is Lisa Love with Love Executive Coaching. I want to wish everyone in the OPT audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Dr. Gary Jones from Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, better known as LACBT. Now I would like to wish everyone in the listening audience from On Point Talk a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. We remind you during the Christmas holidays to shop locally. Terra Home is the best place for the most incredible home decor, wonderful, unique gifts. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms. And, of course, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us, we're joined by the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, Jane Wright Velez. And we're talking about all that is happening at the food bank. And tomorrow they will be hosting their fifth annual telethon, the date December 13th. And of course, the mission is alleviating hunger. And so, Jane, this is another big way that the food bank gains for the food bank.
Absolutely. You know, the telethon is important to us because while we've got many, many food drives that are going on during this season and every can counts, I mean, we really need all of those resources. It really takes money to make the food move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have fuel in the trucks. You have to have electricity running to keep the freezers and coolers going. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got to have money to actually make those materials move. And the telethon is about asking for that kind of support.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you've got $10 to share or you've got larger amounts to share, it's a chance for us to appeal to the public for monetary donations.
And I think that, you know, I was saying to you before we were on or during the break that it warms my heart that so many people have really embraced the food bank. And we were talking about women and wine on Wednesday, and one of the things that they're doing is asking those women that will come out for that networking opportunity to bring canned foods. And you guys collected 54,000 pounds of food for the Rapides Parish school drives. But it sounds like a lot, but once you start disseminating the food, it goes quickly.
Oh, yes. We collected 54,000 pounds last Friday. Some of that food's already going out thanks to a wonderful group of volunteers we had this past Saturday. There were 338
mm-hmm.
people in our building on Saturday, so we had a little bit of chaos going on, but they finished sorting all that food in 3 hours.
3 hours.
And so that food's already leaving this week. It's going out, and you know, we're prioritizing and looking at groups that are preparing Christmas boxes first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll distribute all of it. But the food will be, you know, distributed within 2 weeks.
Right. And within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So within 2 weeks, that 54,000 pounds will already, it's already spoken for.
Oh, yes. There's already homes waiting for that food.
Wow. And so that just lets you know about really the urgency of the food bank needing food. Because although they're getting what seems like a ton of food, literally, a ton of food is literally going out.
Absolutely. There's such a great need here. And with the economy still being shaky and food prices still being high,
mm-hmm.
you know, people's limited resources are stretched even further. And then, you know, you add holiday time to
mm-hmm.
it. The reality of the situation is that a lot of families aren't going to be having the traditional Christmas dinner with turkey and all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking to make sure they have any kind of food on the table.
Mm.
And that's the reality of our situation. We don't normally handle turkeys or hams and that kind of thing. We don't have that luxury. We've
mm-hmm.
got to make sure that people have food and the food items that we can get, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so oftentimes we're grateful because of those canned goods. We were able to add to what we already have in our donated stock and put a more complete box together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking at the top of the show about the shooting that happened in Oregon and the deaths and this being the holiday season. And every time we get an opportunity to come to the food bank, which is once a month at least, to volunteer, it really gives me a personal sense of gratitude. Because as you said, many people take for granted all the trimmings of a Christmas dinner, but then there are still those people that will not have that luxury.
Absolutely. You know, many people don't know where their next meal is coming from. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people in Central Louisiana who are going to have that issue this Christmas. And so we're asking people to help however they can. If you've got a food drive that's going on in your business, your church, or if you want to, you know, be a part of the telethon tomorrow, you know, we'll have the number up on the screen while we're doing our spots. And we'll be not on the air all day. We're going to have commercial spots throughout the day. And you can help us, you know, you can call and donate, or you can come and volunteer. We've still got some volunteer spots open, and you can give us a call.
Absolutely. And tell people how they can call to volunteer for that telethon, Jane.
You can call Linda Hudson, 445-2773. She will be thrilled to get your call and place you in a spot where you can volunteer for an hour or two.
You know what? We talk about volunteerism on this show quite often. And I know that there are many people who have never volunteered. And then we've got those people that always volunteer. But I would say to you this morning, if you have never volunteered, if you have never given yourself to that, if you just take an hour, 30 minutes out of your, just whatever you have to volunteer, it's life-changing.
It certainly makes a difference. You're changed because the people that you're helping, once you see the reaction to that, I mean, you really get a different sense of what you want to do. And of course, I've been volunteering for years. you get into it's just a way of being. You know, you want to help people.
You know what it does for us, Jane? It gives us a deeper sense of gratitude, a sense of gratitude that we really didn't know before volunteerism. Because as you said, when you see the people, and probably I could say DC. Probably 100% of the people that we see along our journey when we're volunteering for them, 100% of the people are so grateful and so thankful that it makes us say, you know, this is worth taking the hours out of our day to do this. And we want to encourage and impress upon parents, too. You know, our kids are in a society where they have much. I'm going to tell you, if you take your kids to volunteer at any place, it will change them, because they will start to get a sense that everybody doesn't live like them. Everybody doesn't just automatically have a turkey dinner on the table. Everybody may not just be automatically able to go into the store and buy everything that they want. And this is a way that we can help. You know, we're talking about our kids and them not being grateful. But what I'm learning, and I'm new to the parent game, only 13 years in, but what I'm learning and what we're learning is that if you don't teach your kids gratitude, they'll never understand how to be grateful.
Absolutely. You know, and many volunteers that we talk to make the same kind of comments you did, that once they volunteer, that they feel so much more blessed. They see, wow, you know, that takes the focus off of the me, you know, the issues that you may have during the day when you go and you volunteer. It's like, wow.
And it makes your issues seem like nothing.
Exactly.
You know,
wow, I'm not having a bad day.
Absolutely. Jane, I want you to tell people, well, what we'll do is we'll take a quick break. And when we'll come back, we'll tell people how they can connect with this fifth annual telethon. Y'all, this is one of the most worthy causes that you can give to. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everyone. I am Wilbert Carmouche, the Executive Director of the Evolves Commission of Tourism, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish all of the OPT listening audience a very Merry Christmas and a happy and joyous New Year.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. I'd like to wish everyone in the OPT network a Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Make sure that you get all of the savings, all of the channels that you want, plus HD, by phoning 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank serving the financial needs of our community. And also Dillard's of Alexandria for the style of Christmas. If you are waiting to get your shopping done, I don't know what you're waiting for. Dillard's has so many amazing things. All you got to do is visit Dillard's and the Alexandria Mall. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're talking to the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, Jane Wright Velez. We're talking about tomorrow's fifth annual telethon to raise funds to keep it moving and to continue to feed the more than 22,000 people that the food bank serves right here in Central Louisiana every single month. And so, Jane, not only are you looking for volunteers, you're looking for people to really step up and show their generosity this holiday season.
Absolutely. We're looking for the volunteers to man the phones. And when we say man the phones, we mean actually call out when the calls aren't coming in. So
you mean bring your Rolodex.
Right. Right.
Or your cell phone
and your contact list, and call people from your church, your work, your friends, your family. Ask them if they'll consider contributing to the food bank. So,
And let people know, Jane, that when you ask people to contribute, that there is no contribution that is too small.
Oh, absolutely. It all adds up. And we ask people to give however they can. Whatever they have to share is perfectly fine with us. There's no minimum. Again, whatever people have to share this Christmas season, anything that they can give, we're grateful for it, and it will make it work.
Absolutely. No minimum and no maximum.
That's right.
And so, Jane, this holiday season is just one of many that you have experienced at the food bank. What's the most important thing that you hope that our listeners will understand and learn about what you guys do at the food bank?
Well, first thing is that hunger's not a seasonal issue. You know, at this time of year, everyone digs a little deeper and tries to help. And we are so grateful for that because we honestly really need the help with the volume of people that we're serving. And I guess the other thing I'd like for people to know is that everybody's given the same 24 hours in a day for people that say they're too busy. How you spend your time shows what your priorities are.
Wow.
And you can make time for things that are important.
That's right.
And it only takes a little bit of that time to make a great difference to somebody. And you can help, whether you pick up the phone and call to donate or you call and say, I'll come and volunteer and give an hour. You can do it.
Absolutely. Jane, where does your heart for volunteerism and your love for what you... Because, you know, it's... Usually, if you're married to somebody, it's, you know, one person. But to find two people that have such a huge heart for others, where does that come from, you think?
Oh, well, I know for me personally, it's all about my faith. Mm-hmm. You know, we are so blessed to live, you know, in America. And when I came to the food bank, I had no idea what the food bank was about. And when I learned from the folks that had helped start the food bank what we were doing, and it's, you know, this makes so much sense. You know, it's all about giving and finding food from the haves and trying to get it to the have-nots. Mm-hmm. That's the simplest way to make that connection. But my heart for doing this comes from my faith because, you know, I always wanted to be a missionary in Africa or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to the food bank, it's like, this is my work. The mission is here. Mm-hmm. And I was
the mission is here.
Yes.
Right here at home.
Yes. And I traveled for a long time with a group called Continental Singers in my youth, which was a non-denominational Christian singing group. And we went, one of our first trips, we went to Thailand.
Wow.
And we were working with Campus Crusade for Christ, and we had the Jesus film, and we were in little vans. We stayed out in huts. We went in the jungle. We did all the stuff, you know. And we showed this film that was had been translated into Thai, which was the Gospel of Luke.
Wow.
And we had these missionaries that were our team leaders and took us around. And when we got ready to leave the country, they asked, you know, we were all asking, would they come and visit us? Because they asked, would we ever come back to Thailand? And it's a beautiful place. But when we asked them that question, would they come? And they said, no, we'll never leave Thailand. Our work is here.
Wow.
And
was that sobering?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's unbelievable to have somebody, you know, because when, especially when you're younger, you know, you're from the States, you think everything's wonderful. And, you know, we've got the greatest country in the world. Why wouldn't somebody want to come visit us? And it was like, wow.
Our work is here.
Yes. And it always stuck with me.
You know, that is, do you see, that is so powerful, because you have so many people, and I'm not intimating at all that people shouldn't help other countries, because that's what Americans do. That's what America does. But you said something so powerful. Our work is here. And I can see and feel your emotion. Is that because you feel that you are in your calling?
I do feel that I'm in my calling. And the other reason I feel really compelled to do something about this is because of my own personal experience and the things that my family went through when we were children. And there was no food bank then. And so now I have a chance to make sure that people do have a place to call and people do have a place to come when they need help.
And a lot of people don't know your story, Jane, that your mom struggled with children and not having enough.
Absolutely. So, you know, my family knows what it's like to skip meals, cut the size of them, and do without what are considered basic necessities today just to make it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I say this all the time, Jane. We look at people and we think we know. But we have no idea. And it's been a minute since you've been a child, but you can and since we've been to our childhood, but you can still feel what that felt like.
Absolutely. And you know, that really, you know, you're the sum total of your experiences. And so now when you see a family come in, or you see somebody that's running from, you know, an abusive situation, automatically you can identify with them, and you know that it took a great deal for them to make that first step, make that phone call, or come to the food bank.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as, you know, our team, and God bless our team, we have such a wonderful staff. And they, everybody from the truck drivers to the ladies who work those front desks, they are awesome, and they do such a wonderful job, and have they really have a heart for serving people. I mean, we wouldn't make it without them.
That sums it up. The food bank has a heart for serving people. The telethon is tomorrow. Jane, give the number one more time, and we hope that you'll have a heart to be the change that we all want to see right here at home.
Well, you can call us. It's 445-2773. Linda is coordinating the telethon. If you want to volunteer, give Linda a call. She'll be glad to hear from you. And, of course, tomorrow on KLB, we'll put out the phone number that we'll be using for the drive. We've got some awesome sponsors in Suddenlink and Accessible Healthcare Solutions. They're actually going to be paying for the cost of the commercials, so everything we raise tomorrow is going back into the food bank programs. And then, of course, Cellular One is donating the use of the cell phones.
Absolutely.
But we'll get the actual telephone number in the morning.
Absolutely. Jane, you always warm our hearts. We want to encourage people. Give right here at home to be the change that we want to see. Jane Wright Velez is the executive director of the food bank, an incredible team. Thank you for all you guys do.
It's true. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break.
That's great.
us lend a helping hand.
We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Our country fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
Skip trip from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunkie, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Ursula DeWalt, owner of Silver Maple Mobile Home Park in Ball, Louisiana. I'd like to wish the OPT listening family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and happy New Year.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde remove your doubts. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart and dedicated to excellence, the of Oyles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in of Oyles Parish, and also Davis One Stop. Traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the best stop, and it's in the heart of Cheneyville. I tell you what, DC, you know what? As the holidays are approaching, not only is volunteerism in our hearts, but the pink party is really, really on the menu for most people. Everywhere we go, we hear people talking about the pink party. And so we want to encourage people that it is December the 15th, which is this Saturday. There's still time to get tickets, DC, and there are a few, just a few tables left. But you know what?
Absolutely.
Every day people are calling, saying people that purchased one table are calling saying, can I get another table? So, y'all, this is going to be the party of all parties.
The party of all parties.
And we want people.
And it's a party with a purpose and a cause.
It's a party with a purpose and a cause. But we want people to really, really not stress about your outfit. It is going to be Hollywood. But you know what? When you are in tune with yourself, as long as you rock some sort of pink, whether it's a pink pin, you know what? However you're feeling it, that's how you can come to this party.
Absolutely. Speaking of Hollywood, I spoke with Hollywood Wiley, Hollywood Wiley last evening over at Davis One Stop, and she said she may make a guest appearance.
She may make a guest appearance
at the pink party for The Cure. Yeah.
I know.
And she's going to be straight Hollywood.
She's going to be straight Hollywood.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing. I was in Walmart yesterday. People are stopping and asking me about the pink party. I want to give a shout out to my sister friend Liz. I met her at Walmart yesterday. We just, you know what, ladies, we don't do this enough. And I love to do this. And I'm going to encourage all of my sister friends to do this. Liz was a lady that was just passing. She was headed out of Walmart, and she looked absolutely fabulous and on point. And I just shouted out to her. I said, girl, you looking good. And we just hugged and met and, you know, just another sister. And so, you know what? Sometimes, ladies, I know I'm getting off the pink party just for a minute, but sometimes we see ladies that are so on point. I mean, they just are all about it.
They got it happening.
They got it happening.
They got it going on.
They got it going on. You know, and we'll say to ourselves, boy, that's a cute outfit, or boy, I like that. And we'll never vocalize it to them. So, you know, it just, you never know where people are in their day. So that may have just given that person a lift, and you might have not really felt so cute that morning. Because, like, ladies, you know, like some mornings you feel. And Gene and I talk about this all the time, Hank and Gene Williams, Williams Tax Financial Services. We talk about, you know, some mornings, you just, when you leave the house, you just feel that cute factor, like, mm-hmm.
Gene.
I'm working it today. Is Gene out of
Get
the
up,
bed?
Get up, Gene.
Hey, you know what?
I like messing with Gene. It's my cousin.
It's so cold that I didn't want to get out of my pajamas this morning. So Gene might still be in her pajamas.
Gene, well, she can do that.
She can do that. But
she's got it like
But
that.
I'm talking about that cute factor. And some mornings you just, you know, your outfit is right on point. And other mornings you feel like, I don't know about this. And so when somebody sees you and says, man, you look great, or that's good looking, don't say, oh, this old thing, this outfit is so old. Just say thank you. And we should be encouraging each other more. I know I'm saying, DC said you need to say that to yourself. That's what you do. I do it too. But I am talking to myself just like I'm talking to you. I'm going to just from now on say thank you. And for some reason, ladies, I don't know why, it's hard for us to just receive a compliment and say thank you. And so when you're at the pink party and you're looking fabulous, you're looking fly, and you got it going on and you're right on point, somebody says you look great, you just say thank you. So, DC, for the tickets and the tables,
yes,
for Sylvia's pink party for The Cure,
yes,
all right, what they need to do?
Well, what's been happening with me is we put the office number out there, but most people just call my cell phone.
Yeah,
for some reason. So all the tables that I've moved alone, people have just called my cell phone. So just reach somebody, you know, whoever you're friends within the OPT network. There's a lot of people out there. You know, the buzz is up about it. It's going great.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, just get in where you fit in. You know, call who you know and, you know, be at the party.
And
show your support.
And so, absolutely, our office number is 318-445-5658. David's cell number is 318-264-9146. Sylvia's number, which is really the hub for everything.
The hub,
the think tank. You know,
they're getting it together too.
Yeah, they are working it together. And you know what, DC, as we talk about Darlene lost her grandmother. And so we want to say to Darlene and her family, our thoughts and our prayers are with you guys. And we know just from knowing Darlene, we didn't know her grandmother, but we know her grandmother is a soldier.
Absolutely.
And we know that she is a woman of God and that she's absent from her body, but we know. We celebrate her life because she is present with the Lord.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Through all of that, DC, Darlene is still working diligently.
Yes, she is.
Even through the loss of her grandmother, to make sure that this party is a party not only with a purpose, but a party that is going to be filled with surprises. That's what I'll say about it. Filled with great surprises. And so if you have not gotten your tickets, your tables, or however you want to do it, we need to know what your table is going to be called. We need to know who you are. And we're proud to say, DC, that people are calling literally from all over Central Louisiana.
Absolutely. They're calling from all over. And, you know, we just like to say thank you to everybody that's getting involved, that's saying, you know what, you know, it's a good cause and I'd like to be involved in it. And it's just basically what it is. It's just a big gathering that people are going to be doing to say, you know what, we're doing this for the cause. It's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about anything we're doing. All of the money goes to the Breast Cancer Foundation. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just good to see people give back,
mm-hmm.
and not try to hoard everything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's just a good thing to see people come out and be supportive for something that's going to give something to somebody else, because it's not anything that's going in anybody's pocket.
Absolutely.
Basically, what's going to happen is it's going to pay for a lot of mammograms.
Absolutely. And it's going to pay to help to find a cure and to eradicate breast cancer. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
And yesterday, DC, we received a picture from Ashlyn Wade, Chiffon's mother.
Yes.
And the picture was amazing. It was of Ashlyn and her dad. And they both have beautiful bald heads as she is undergoing chemotherapy.
Absolutely.
And that is just another reason to fuel the fire of eradication of breast cancer.
Absolutely. We received another picture on yesterday. Let's see, pictures, you know.
Yeah.
We got a picture from Lady D down in Monroe. Lady D.
Absolutely. We want to give a shout out to all of the good folks in Monroe, West Monroe, listening to the OPT network, all of the great folks in the Twin Cities, Shreveport, and Bossier, and all of the great folks in Alexandria, Pineville. We're surrounded by Twin Cities and by people who are really, really letting us know about how they are feeling about being the change. And I'm going to say it just again because I think it bears repeating so many times. Remember, knowledge is only power when you use it. It's only powerful. It only becomes powerful if and when you use it. And so we are using all that we have, DC, to ask people to get involved And we're trying to create so many different ways for you to get involved. $20? Come on.
Yeah.
$20 to go out and have fun. But more than that, to help eradicate breast cancer, doesn't get better than that. Yeah. You're on point, everybody.
The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it'll all be gray. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad. Too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last the day. And then you call me and it's not so bad, it's not so bad. And
each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunkie, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. And, of course, McDonald's of Pineville. We want to thank McDonald's for all that they do. Southwest Beverage, for more information about those safety messages, you can log on to www.beresponsible.com. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA. And I would like to wish everyone in the OPT audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. I'm Donna Caffaretta, the Marketing Director with Southern Heritage Bank. And I would like to wish everyone in the OPT audience a Merry Blessed what? Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What a beautiful.
Say it loud.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get it from?
Where did you get it from? It's Hump Day Wednesday, y'all. And I don't know about you, it feels like fall. It feels good. And you know what? The rest of the week is headed all downhill.
Yeah.
So we want to encourage you that the peak party for the Cure is happening this weekend.
Yeah.
At Hayes Auditorium in Bunktown, Bunky, Louisiana.
Hey, let me say this here too, because there are some men out there who are not going to wear pink.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's some. But I have pin that you can just put on for the cause. You know, it's pink, and all you need is the little pin.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't mean, you know, I had talked to one guy. He said, look, I'm not wearing pink. He said, the next thing you know, I have on pink box.
Well, doesn't he know that real men do wear pink?
Now, he said, that's all good, Danny. That's just, you know, that's just how he rolls.
That's just how he's wanting.
And that's how you can roll at the pink party. It's however you want to do it.
Hey, the only rule is what?
That there aren't any rules.
I love it. We're super excited about this weekend's pink party for the Cure. And we're going to be there in full effect.
Full of fizz at.
We want to see your face in the place.
In the place.
Oh, my goodness. It's just getting bigger and bigger and hotter and every day, DC, the momentum of this movement, it surprises us every day.
I'm telling you. It's getting, the people are getting in a scurry. You know, you can feel the buzz is picking up and, you know, it's just been, you know, more phone calls. And I think this area is just the last minute area. People like to just kind of, you know, do it at the last minute. I don't know what that's about, but, you know, of course, we've got all the people who do have their stuff in order, but then we've got some people at the last minute. We need y'all to go head on, and folks out there with the tickets, Darlene is waiting for y'all over at Sylvia's Caring Companion. Just bring that over there, and because we do need to know, we know approximately how many people there's going to be, but as the numbers pick up, we want to make sure we have enough, because everybody didn't get a table, and there's going to be a lot of individuals around, so we've got to have, you know.
Right, we've got to have everything in order. And I think it's going to be great. You know, people are getting excited about it. You know, we're getting lots of phone calls.
Yes.
People are telling us about it everywhere. So we're super excited about it. And you know what? This, for us, DC, this is going to wrap up. You know, this is going to wrap up our movement after this weekend on this particular issue.
Absolutely.
But we're still going to be talking about it. We're still going to be encouraging women to get their breast exams, to know their bodies. It's not just about 1 month. It's about a movement. And, you know, we've been talking about the movement. And we're just trying to get people involved, DC. And that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And before we go, DC, we got to give a special shout out to Miss English.
Oh, man. Miss Margaret English, Cheneyville, Louisiana. You are the bum diggity.
Miss English.
The best. She's the greatest.
You are the best. And you know what? You bless us more than you could ever know.
Absolutely. Just when you need pumping up, she comes in like a, you know, and just fuels you more.
Yeah.
You know, and you see, you know, you never know she's there. You know, she's you know, she doesn't require a whole lot of data boys and acknowledgments, but we want to acknowledge her because she's always on the front lines quietly making a difference.
I love that, DC. Miss Margaret English, you are quietly making a difference.
Absolutely.
You are the change. I tell you what, thank you so much. You'll never know. You know, God always has someone there just to kind of give us that little boost right when we need it. And so, Miss Margaret English, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. And we're glad that you're a part of the OPT network.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's Hump Day Wednesday, and we're just about wrapped.
I'm getting at the pink party.
I'm getting the big wrap sign saying, Carlette, you need to wrap it up, but you know that we love you. You know that God loves you even more than that. So you might as well love yourself.
The party is this Saturday at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. The doors open at 8. It's going on until. Be there or be square.
And the way that you can be the change is being at the pink party for the Cure. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for David II, I'm Carlette Christmas on this Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great, great Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.
You got it. Keep humping.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.